Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Come on, Brian, join in. My God, does he look stoic? Brian? Is he
frozen?
Is the screen frozen?
I just wanted to counteract the good vibes coming from you.
Oh, he's bringing bad vibes. He's trying to bring the vibes down.
I have a little bit of bad vibes right now because my yard is still full of leaves and it doesn't look like we're going to have an unseasonably warm day ahead to handle this. I'm going to be out of town this weekend and I get viscerally angry now. Every time I look out in the front yard and there are leaves everywhere, I might have to pay somebody to get rid of them.
Wait a second.
Like how Tomlin has somebody to cut his grass, you're going to pay somebody
exactly.
to take the leaves?
Yeah,
ask him for a number. Get the number of his guy.
He doesn't know the number. I'll have to get his guy's number to then get that the lawn guy.
Playing surface ag for sure. You guys not concerned? That's something you're paying attention to going into this game.
Not from my perspective, man. I am not a grass expert. I hadn't cut my grass in a long, long time. I coach football. I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Mike is.
Even know who cuts my grass.
It's funny you say that, Joe, because I was actually cursing Tomlin under my breath last time I was out there, and I didn't feel like cutting the grass. I was like, this guy doesn't need to worry about this, and he's rubbing it in my face on a Tuesday.
Well, the other thing he doesn't do is keep track of the medical cart, and you famously asked him that question about Mason Rudolph all those years ago, why there wasn't a cart to take Mason off the field after, I think it was, who was it? Who's the safety?
Earl Thomas ear-holed him.
Yeah, ear-holed him, and off came Mason's face mask, and then you asked the question. This was the answer.
Ask somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
That was one of his greatest answers ever. Congrats
on
that
one.
And
both are tied. Thank you. My rookie year on the beat. Both instances tied together by malfunctions of a sort at Acrisure Stadium.
Sure. So yeah. And Mason Rudolph.
We know by now that that's not Mike Tomlin's purview. But last I checked, they don't make the cart maintenance guy or the landscapers available for comment in season. So
Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now streaming only on Paramount Plus. You going with Demi Moore or Demi Moore? Brian.
Emphasis on the me, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, okay, like Tony Dorsett, right?
Or a Sazio to Miwo.
Sure. A number of topics.
Big number 93.
Yeah.
Isn't the Mason Rudolph saga amazing?
It truly is.
It popped back into my head again when you said the Earl Thomas thing and the cart malfunction, which is something I've never seen on a football field since then and had never seen until then. So, I mean, Mason is just, he's just always there. He's just always, he's like the Forrest Gump of Steelers football. And I think if this does end up being another year in which Mason plays again, and plays well, and we find ourselves asking if he might be their starting quarterback at long last in 2026 at age 30 or whatever he's going to be. And then we might do it again a decade from now in 2036 when he's 40 after the Steelers have cycled through two more first round draft picks and a couple veteran busts. Like, I would love to ask at some point, Tomlin or whomever, what changed in this guy from the player that you benched for Devlin Hodges to the guy who continues to get called upon to play a lot in huge moments in these 10-7 seasons.
And he's got a hell of a mustache, too. And I saw a guy from a clothing store, a popular clothing store at our Marconi ceremony last night that you didn't go to, Brian. And this guy said, he said, Steelers come in. I deal with Steelers all the time. I said, really, who are the nice guys and not so nice? Mason Rudolph was a great guy, this man said. Just a salt of the earth.
Yeah, Luke.
You're not allowed to say that, Limits.
I could say his name.
No, you can't.
We just didn't say where.
I know. Anyway, it was Luke.
There could be lots of Lukes. There could be lots of Lukes who make suits.
There is a Luke in the Bible.
Lukes who make suits.
I don't think it was him, but...
You know, the Rudolph mustache era, too, is sort of one of its own
touch points
on this journey.
Yep.
And now he's got like the little, what do they call this? The soul patch, like right under the lower
lip. I didn't even notice that. Tremendous. Who's the most famous Luke in sports history, Brian? Luke Getsy?
Ridenour?
Luke Ridenour?
Keekly?
Luke Keekly is a good one.
Yeah,
that's Keekly. A Hall of Famer. Luke very Keekly. Good limits.
What about Luke Ravenstahl?
Luke Steelerstahl.
He's not in sports.
Remember he changed his name?
He changed his name to Steelerstahl.
Yes,
he made himself involved in sports, I guess.
He was involved in sports, Brian, and you insulted Limits. Say you're sorry.
Sorry, Limits. You're right. I'm wrong.
Any others?
Thank you, Brian.
Luke
That's not
Jackson?
So hard to do.
Luke, I can't
Luke
think
Fickle?
Of any.
Luke Fickle?
Was there a Luke Richardson? It's Luke Keekly.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think we've got to go Luke Keekly off the top of our heads. My uncle Steve, who's an NA grad, Grove City grad, but he worked for a company in Cincinnati. I think he worked for Luke Keekly's dad, and I remember him telling me way back about, hey, my boss's son is going to be this amazing NFL player, and he was. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So shout out to Luke Keekly on a Tuesday, November 18th.
And a shout out to Will Howard, who suddenly appeared in some of the questions and answers today. We're getting closer, perhaps, to a Will Howard cameo at some point. Limits, why don't you play for Dr. Batko a clip?
What I've seen from Caleb Williams, certainly I had studied him a lot, being a young guy in this league and an NFC guy, but just really impressed with his physical talents, his ability to throw the football, his accuracy, his arm strength, his ability to extend, his ability to see the full field while doing so, minimizing negativity, the creativity associated with his escapability and play extension is really challenging. It's not only challenging in stadium, but to be quite honest with you, it's challenging to duplicate in the process of prep. I doubt Will Howard is going to give us a quality look at some of that stuff I've been looking at on tape, for example.
Will Howard, he takes an Anthony Richardson stray right there in the middle of the news conference. Yeah.
Really?
How about that?
I mean, can we get John Gruden to call in there and say, hold on a second, Mike. This guy might be better than Caleb Williams. You better tone it down. Yeah, that was a little bit of unnecessary poke at the rookie.
Yeah, that hurt, I think.
How many national titles does Caleb Williams have?
Exactly.
How many Heisman trophies does Caleb Williams have?
Could Caleb Williams recreate Will Howard on a scout team? I don't know. According to Gruden, maybe not. But we are getting closer. He's going to get reps this week, Brian.
Yeah. Maybe, like, you guys are like me. Sometimes you try to run the Tomlin translator. Like, why? Why say that? Was there something behind it? Or did he just lose his mind? What if he would have said, hey, it doesn't matter if the Bears put up 103 or beat us 110-10, as long as we win these next two AFC games after this. That would have been an interesting callback to last week's discourse in Pittsburgh football, but I digress. I don't know why he said maybe it was, does he feel a little bit of the Will Howard posse is emerging out of the woodwork now that he's on the active roster? I don't know, but hey, maybe he's trying to challenge him for all those scout team reps this week. Also, the scout team quarterbacks and reps of rookies with first teams is, for some reason, the biggest story on the major talk shows this week because of Shedeur Sanders and Kevin Stefanski. And the dumpster fire Browns.
Yeah, and the dumpster fire Bengals, I might add. It helps to have the two teams from Ohio. Limits, do you have another treat for Brian? First, let me say fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. for over 50 years.
Yeah, this is what Tomlin had to say about Mason Rudolph.
One thing you've noticed about Mason in your time being around him since he got here as a rookie, how much better he's gotten at playing at tempo, getting in and out of the huddle, making the offense move with pace.
Yeah, and that was a component of his game in Stillwater. And I think that's one of the subtle things that you talk about or think about when you – you know, you're bringing the game to the quarterback. It's not only plays, but pace, personnel groups, relationships with eligibles. There are a lot of variables that come into consideration when you're talking about teeing things up for a specific signal caller.
Brian?
Speaking of Stillwater, Joe, did you see the fun fact I put out Sunday night that – well, at the time, this might not happen anymore, but at the time it looked like we were going to have Mason starting for the Steelers and Mason starting for Pitt. And the last time both teams' quarterback had the same name was Ben Roethlisberger and Ben DiNucci
wow.
in 2017. And the first time that that happened in that season, Pitt played at Georgia Tech and the Steelers played at the Bears. And they
wow.
both won.
That's why we pay this guy the money we do, Limits. That's why.
What does it mean? Absolutely nothing, but it's really bizarre that that happened.
You think Man. We live in a simulation, Brian?
A few people said that in response. Yes. And somebody else asked me, how do these things happen? And I said, somewhere in Somalia, a butterfly flaps its wings and fate is changed forever.
It has something to do with the Mayan calendar, I thought.
I'm more of a butterfly effect guy.
Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, I got one more for you that I thought was fascinating on Darnell Washington's growth in the offense.
How has Darnell gotten better as a receiver, as an option in the passing game, especially this season?
You know, I don't know that he's physically gotten better. We might just be discovering him. Some of the freakish things that you see him do in stadium, I saw on Georgia tape. Some of the freakish things that I've seen him do this year, I saw him do last year. He had a unique run after. Certainly the other day that kind of ignited our collective offensively and defensively. But he had a similar type play, I remember, in Indianapolis last year when we were kind of, you know, running in place offensively and he made a play and it kind of ignited us. He's a special athlete. He has unique talents. He's certainly a tough guy to deal with in one-on-one tackle circumstances, and it makes him a force to be reckoned with.
Brian, that run was legendary. Kyle Brandt gave him, didn't even have a competition this week for the Angry Run scepter that goes
North
out.
City.
That thing's on its way to Pittsburgh. That was legendary. That was better than Vance McDonald's run, I thought. You?
The totality of the run, yes. Vance stiff arm was better. We can't have too much recency bias on that. But yeah, when you combine it with, you know, the beginning was incredible with the stiff arm. The end was incredible where DJ Turner just goes bouncing off of him like a ping pong ball off of one of Limit's beer pong cups at Waynesburg. And yet the middle part might have been the funniest because Geno Stone went in with the most half-hearted tackle attempt I think you could ever see.
He turned to dust like it was some sort of biblical story, like he was about to have a confrontation and just melted.
It was like you wouldn't expect to see an NFL player is running over to another NFL player. And yet I feel like you could almost see the wheels turning in his head of, I can't do this. I shouldn't subject myself
no.
to this, but I can't just run away. I can't just hightail it in the other direction. I need to at least put my body somewhere in his vicinity. And yet We saw what that resulted in. So yeah, Darnell Washington, I'll tell you what, if we want to spin it forward a little bit too, I almost don't want to, because it's just majestic and incredible what we watched with him on Sunday. I gave him the player of the game in my instant analysis from the post, because I feel like that play also sparked the Steelers too, in a way.
Yeah, I think
got
it
everybody
did.
So fired up.
That's what
I think
Tom
an offensive
said.
Play like that, yeah, can spark defenders as well, to just go out there and throw their bodies around. But to slightly spin it forward, what a fascinating negotiation, I guess it'll be, with a guy who is a tight end right now, who does not get many targets by and large. You watch the games and you see him do amazing things like that, but you look at the stats and they don't jump off the page at you. But then there's also the other layer that Mike Tomlin has openly spoken about, I guess, or not so openly in these production meetings with broadcasters, about we could grow old together with him as a left tackle when he's done playing tight end. So if you're Darnell's agent, how do you bake that into any talks there? We're not going to let you sign this guy at backup tight end money if you also see him potentially as an offensive lineman down the road. So
you bake it in there.
Intriguing player.
You better bake it in there, because, you know, he came out of college with questionable knees. You just wonder how long does that hold up if he becomes an actual receiving tight end. And, you know, in that next contract, he's going to want some guarantees like they all do.
And I think that's why Darnell also didn't really just poo-poo those questions this summer at La Trobe. I mean, he was fairly open. He was like, hey, I'm open to anything, honestly. You know, I'm a tight end, but I think I'm just a football player too. So actually now, because of that Tomlin answer, I want to go back and look at some of the Georgia highlights, because was he this massive? I know if you go back and look at his combine photos, guys, I think I've showed you this before in person. He looks like a twig compared to what he is right now. And, you know, all these guys slim down so that they can run a good 40 and jump, which Darnell did on both fronts. But he doesn't even look like the same human being. It looks like he fell into radioactive goo to become what he is now. So I'd want to go back and look at those college plays.
Some of the photos of him with those defensive backs, like being strewn to the ground, he's like four times the sizes of them. But Brian, only a minute left. Tomlin said that Darius Slay will return as a starter and Pierre goes to backup. What do you make of that?
Not too surprised. I wouldn't panic either if you're out there. It sounded like my coworker Chris Carter was panicking because he asked about four more questions on it. And the last one Tomlin had zero interest in answering. But I just think even if that's the case, Slay won't have much rope to work with. I think the first sign of trouble, they know they can yank him out of there and go back to Pierre.
Great stuff as always, Brian. I'll talk to you next week, and so will Limits.
Well, I see you Thursday night, Joe.
No more basketball for me for the time being. My body hurts from that one time we played. I still haven't recovered. That was like a month ago now. I'll be back out there soon enough, though. I will.
All right. See you. Bye, Joe. Bye, Austin. Have a nice Tuesday.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.